USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several days of being pounded and poured on by Hurricane Dorian, taking a devastating toll on the Bahamas. More than a half dozen people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister says that number may still rise. The storm currently lashing the east coast of Florida, and it could still make landfall, perhaps in the Carolinas, in another day or two. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says they're ready.
We've got a ton of assets, supplies and resources, shelters, all standing by for any impacts from the storm along that coastline.
He spoke on Fox News. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn the extradition bill that sparked 3 months of protests. Lam announcing the withdrawal in a video statement, the bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to bring any bills concerning guns to the Senate floor if President Trump would only be vetoing them anyway. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Majority Leader says he's essentially waiting on the President. He says he expects an answer next week about what the President supports before he agrees to bring a bill before the full Senate for a vote. House Democrats passed a background check bill several months ago and are expected to vote on additional bills next week. The Senate is scheduled to return to Washington September 9th.
Federal investigators say they're 100% confident they'll figure out why a California diving boat caught fire early Monday, killing dozens of people. Yesterday, NTSB members said that the agency has 16 investigators on site, and they're interviewing surviving crew members, companies involved in the boat charter, and first responders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judge is blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. We now know how the suspect in this past weekend's West Texas shooting spree purchased his gun. CNN reports the 36-year-old Seth Ater purchased the AR-15-style rifle in a private sale, which didn't require a background check. At one point in 2014, Ater reportedly tried to buy a gun, but he failed the background check back then. He was fired from his job last Saturday. Police believe he'd been in a downward spiral for a while, though. 7 people were killed. Over 24 others were wounded in those shootings. And CVS is rolling out new efforts to reduce youth vaping. The company now partnered with healthcare company Aetna says removing tobacco products from its shelves was just the beginning. They're now pledging over $50 million over the course of 5 years towards educational materials and tools to prevent tobacco and e-cigarette use. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.